I'm Dave McGowan with BPR News. Earlier this year, the chipmaker Global Foundries took over the former IBM plant in Essex Junction. Now there's talk that Global Foundries itself might be sold. BPR's Steve Zind has more.
The talk was sparked by a Bloomberg Business article citing unnamed people in the know who say there have been preliminary talks with prospective buyers. Industry analyst Jim McGregor heads Tyrius Research. He thinks the rumors are credible. McGregor says the Emirate of Abu Dhabi, which essentially owns Global Foundries, may be looking for cash to offset lost revenue due to low oil prices. There may also be a sense that it's not getting the return it needs on its investment in Global Foundries.
And also, you have to look at the business perspective of it. I mean, Global Foundries has had its ups and downs, according to not only business cycles, but some customer wins and losses.
When Global Foundries took over the IBM plants, called Fabs, in Essex Junction and Fishkill, New York, McGregor predicted they could be shut down. He still thinks there's a chance of that.
There's definitely concern about it, and I would be more concerned about if it doesn't sell. Because if it doesn't sell, and the management decides to cut back in areas, you know, that might be an area to cut back in. Vermont is kind of on the lower end of the technology curve. Now, with that said, I am told by Global Foundries that that fab is doing very well.
Not everyone agrees that Global Foundries is seriously on the market, though. Roger Kay heads Endpoint Technology Associates, which advises large technology firms.
There's a tremendous amount of investment that's been made in the company. There are these long-term commitments. It would be surprising to me if they changed course suddenly and dramatically like this. My sense is that Global Foundries is just basically hitting its stride now.
Kay says Abu Dhabi has considerable financial reserves and that the Emirate is banking on oil prices going back up. Nor does Kay believe there's anyone in the market to acquire Global Foundries.
It's not like folks are out shopping for expensive factories to buy right now, so it's kind of hard for me to imagine who the buyers might be.
And Kay believes the Essex Junction plant will remain important to Global Foundries, and the company will likely invest more in Vermont.
Assuming that Global Foundries keeps it, and I don't see any reason why it wouldn't at this moment, it has to update it. It has to put in newer equipment and bring in newer processes. I suspect that it will at some point.
Global Foundries has repeatedly said the Essex Junction plant is important to the company, and it recently announced a $55 million investment there. For VPR News, I'm Steve Zind.